Case number 12704, Scott and Kristen Newkirk seek variances from the front yard setback and the side yard setback requirements for a proposed garage. Sections 115-34, 115-182, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a through lot located on the southeast side of Hickman Drive within the White Creek Manor subdivision. The 911 address is 725 Hickman Drive, Ocean View. Zoning is MR. Tax parcel is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 1036. The applicant is seeking a 30-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed detached garage and a 3-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback for the proposed detached garage. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Is the applicant present?
Yes, sir.
If you would please come forward. Mr. Sharp, I swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Scott Newkirk, 725 Hickman Drive, Ocean View, Delaware, 19970.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I swear.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We'll leave the floor to you.
Okay. Thank you. So what we're requesting is a variance to take the existing structure, get rid of that, install a new structure that would be 5 feet further back towards there's two front properties, but it'd be 5 feet back closer to Clubhouse Road. We're trying to maintain the existing right-hand boundary of the current structure. So the new structure will have the same right-hand boundary as the current structure. So really, in effect, we're asking for a variance to push the new structure 5 feet further towards Clubhouse Road. And when I say current structure, it would be the rear of the new structure would be 5 feet closer to Clubhouse Road than the current structure.
Do you have anything you'd like to add to that? Or does that complete your presentation?
The only other thing I would say that it has no impact in terms of, you know, the rest of the neighborhood. There's existing garages in the neighborhood, and it also affords a little bit more privacy for both us and our neighbors. I had 727 Hickman.
I'm familiar with that area. To the best of your knowledge, I know this is what we consider to be a through lot, but as far as Clubhouse Road goes, you know of anyone on that road that uses that as an entrance to their home?
Not at all. No. All the houses on Hickman are all enter their properties from Hickman Drive. There's 0 entries from the other side.
So you would say that everyone in that development that backs up the Clubhouse Road would use that as their rear yard for functional purposes.
Correct.
Not necessarily, but
that's correct.
What we're here for today.
Correct. And just to be clear, we would be entering from Hickman Drive as well into that garage.
Yes.
We would not be entering from Clubhouse Road.
Understood. Questions from the board?
Sir, does your current house have a garage?
No.
Okay. The proposed garage, is there a reason you need to set it back that far towards Clubhouse Road?
Well, to maintain the footprint of our existing deck, and without changing the deck, we would have to, that's the reason we're asking to go back towards Clubhouse Road instead of pushing it forward, because then we'd have to reconstruct the deck.
Okay. Why would you need to reconstruct the deck?
Because the length of the new structure would impede upon the footprint of the existing deck.
How deep is the proposed garage?
26 feet.
Okay. And then where you're proposing to locate it, how far will the front of your garage be from the deck, the ground level deck that I see there?
It'll be within a few feet from the corner portion of that deck.
So you said...
So there would still be 11 feet to the stake if you, I don't know if you have the pictures that were sent in with the application. But looking at picture 8 in the packet, there would still be 11 feet from the rear of the new structure to that stake in picture 8.
Mm-hmm. Will that tree come out?
It will. So you can see in picture 7 that, you know, essentially doubling the distance of the structure, we're going to be butting right up against that deck on the corner. So without restructuring the deck, that's why we're asking to push back just 5 feet, which again is 11 feet, still 11 feet to that stake you see in picture 8, which is 1 foot in front of that fence.
Where is the stake located?
I'm sorry?
Where is the stake located?
If you're looking at picture 8, there see the white fence? There, it's 1 foot in front of that white fence on our property line. So the back of the new structure, if you're looking at picture 8, the back of the new structure would be just in front of that tree. Again, that tree would be taken out, but just in front of that tree.
Where that stake is that's considered your property line, obviously.
That's where the county marked it.
Yes, sir. How far is that from Clubhouse Road, the actual pavement?
16 feet.
16 feet. How much in the front? How much of that property in the front, the Waits Creek Manor side, how much of that is considered HOA property?
In the front of the house?
Yes.
Well, we have up to, if you look at picture... If you look at picture number 3, you can see the stake there. There's only about... I would say 3 to 4 feet in front of that stake up until you hit Hickman Drive.
Have you spoken to your neighbors?
Yes.
More specifically?
Specifically 727, yes.
In favor?
Okay. In favor.
Indifferent?
Okay. Yep. And they're actually going to be putting in, they're in favor. And I talked to our association president, and he said that if you need a letter of endorsement, just let me know.
Do you need approval?
We will once we get this, but what the president said that once the county approves it, then the homeowner association will approve it.
Do you have plans for the shed?
In terms of
leaving it, moving it?
No, it'll be stationary. Oh, I'm sorry, the current shed? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's demolished, it's falling apart. It'll be removed, yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I thought you meant the new shed, the new structure.
I was wondering how you were gonna build that without shed.
No, my apologies, I thought you were asking about the new structure. No, it'll be ripped out.
Water and septic to the property?
We have no septic, and the lines are on the opposite side of the...
So this is, just so I'm clear, so this is a double front yard issue?
It is.
But the front of the house is Hickman?
The front of the house is Hickman Drive, correct. And there is a set of trees that line the back property. Okay. Off of... the back room clubhouse.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Sharp?
Who built the house? Prior owner?
I do not have that information.
But you didn't build it?
No, sir. The house is quite old. It was
Do you anticipate this will have any impact on traffic from Clubhouse Road?
Not at all, because there's a row of trees, long-standing trees that protect. So if anyone, you know, if there was an accident or anything, they'd hit those trees before they would hit any kind of dwelling.
The Ms. Norwood, I didn't catch it. How much variance did they need from Clubhouse Road?
They were asking for 30 feet from the 40 feet requirement.
And Mr. Newkirk?
For their application.
I can remember, you said that there was a, is there a gap between the edge of paving and Clubhouse Road and your property, that property line? I think you may have mentioned
16
it.
Feet.
Okay. So this would be effectively 26 feet from the edge of paving of the road?
Clubhouse Road, correct. Okay. 16, almost 27, 26. And
Have there been any complaints about the location of the shed?
None whatsoever.
Why do you need it?
The shed?
The garage.
Oh.
One of the things you have to show is that you can't reasonably use the property without it, so.
The purpose of the new structure is to park a vehicle in there, which would add value to our house. Also to store lawn equipment and kayaks and things of that nature.
Have you looked at, I know you had said you looked at perhaps getting it closer to the deck, but you were concerned about getting too close to the deck. Did you look at turning the garage such that you could swing into it, or is that not something that's feasible?
I don't think that would be feasible because, as you can see, the right-hand side, if you're looking at the property, the right-hand side, the driveway goes all the way to the property line. So there's no way to swing. You wouldn't be able to swing around the house.
And how big, this garage looks like it's 12 by 8 thereabouts.
The current?
Yeah.
Where we're proposing?
The shed, I'm sorry, is 12 by 8.
12 by 8, yes.
And the new one is going to be, I think you said 26 feet deep?
26, yes, sir.
And how many feet wide, 16?
16.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir, I have a couple more questions.
Yes.
This ground level deck, is that like pavers on the ground, or is that like a pressure treated or a wood deck?
Wood deck.
Okay. When I did the math, you've got 47 and a half feet approximately, or basically from your screen porch to your property line, and then your garage is 26 feet, and you want it 10 feet off the back. By my estimation, that puts you about 11 feet away from that deck. Does that sound right to you?
Let me look at my drawing here. Can you restate that, please?
Well, you have 47 and a half feet from the screen porch to the property line on Clubhouse Road, right? You want a 10-foot variance instead of 40-foot variance. There's 10 feet. You've got 26 feet for a garage. So that's 36 feet. That appears to leave you with about 11 feet from the front of your proposed garage to that ground level deck.
So
it would be easier to see if the proposed garage were actually plotted on a survey for us, but I'm just trying to do the math here.
Yeah, if you look at picture number 3, you can see the corner of the wood deck there and the current structure. So if you double the length of that structure, you're going to be about 3.5-4 feet away from that wood deck.
So you think if the proposed garage is going to be 3 to 4 feet away from the deck, not 11 feet?
I think 11 feet's a little far. I mean, look at slide 6. Again, if you double the distance of that shed.
Well, the shed is 16 feet or so off the property line. Your proposed garage is only going to be 10 feet off, right?
Correct.
So 10 feet plus 26 feet. For a garage, That takes you now 36 feet off of the property line. 26 and 10 16, is 36. 11, 20.
Well,
and the screen porch is 47 and a half feet off of the property line. It looks like maybe you have a little bench or something around there that might take a little bit of space out of there on that deck, according to the survey.
I mean, if you take, say, if you double the distance of the shed, because it's 12 feet, and we're going, you know, plus, we're doing 14 feet more in length, and you take, look at slide five, and you double the length of that shed and add two more feet, you know, you can see where you are going to be right against that wood deck. And so let's say if you back that off 5 feet, and that's the whole purpose, is that we don't want to be right on top of the deck.
Yeah, I mean...
That was the request for the 5 feet.
I'm still not understanding how my math is wrong, though. Why is, when I say it's about 11 feet, why is that, how is my math wrong?
Maybe I'm looking from the opposite direction. So you're moving from?
You start with your survey there.
Okay.
And you see where it says SP for screen porch.
Yes.
So you see the rear of the screen porch and you see the property line on Clubhouse Road, and there's a dimension that says 47 and a half feet.
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
And then you have 10 foot of setback is what you're proposing, mm-hmm. instead of 40.
Right.
You have a 26 foot deep garage. So we have 10 feet and 26 feet. That's 36 feet. So 47 and a half minus 36 feet leaves you with 11 and a half feet.
Correct.
Yeah. That's why when it says it has to be the minimum necessary to afford relief, I'm questioning whether it's really necessary to go that far to the rear.
So you're saying that it'd be 11 feet to the rear. You're right.
11 feet from the front of your proposed garage to that ground level deck and that screen porch. The distance between the front of your garage and that existing deck and porch.
Yeah, I just don't have the dimensions written out, but your math makes sense looking at the plot. Just structurally, if you take the current shed in the plot, move it back 5 feet, add 26 to that, then you're 47.
How far would you like the front of your garage? I mean, how far from your deck to the front of the garage do you think you should have?
I mean,
like five or 6 feet?
Yeah, that four. Like, four? Yeah, four. Just not right on top of it.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I agree with your reasoning about the 4 feet. I'm just not sure that the amount of variance you're asking for matches what you're trying to do.
Yeah, essentially, we're just trying to push the existing structure boundary back 5 feet. That's the goal.
So here's a question, maybe it's for staff. If it was a regular lot and not a through lot, would he be here, number one? And number two, how much variance would he need?
Right, but the shed is, the proposed shed is what size, did you tell me? 14 by 26?
The proposed, yes, 26.
So less than 600 would be 5 feet from a rear property line and 5 feet from the side. So no, he wouldn't be here. Okay.
Well, he would still
without
need a side.
A through lot. Well, if he was going to, yes, correct.
But not the rear.
Yes.
Are there any more sheds like this in your neighborhood?
Garages? Like, garages. Yeah, there are, but they don't back not along Clubhouse Road because Clubhouse Road kind of veers off, so right. The distance gets longer the further you go down Hickman.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
It cuts off there right before the new development,
yes.
The shell development.
Yeah.
It
yes,
kind of winds this way. So that's right. what he's referencing.
Mm-hmm.
the reason I was asking the Clubhouse Road question, the entrance from Clubhouse Road. I feel like everybody on that road uses, I've never seen a car come out on Clubhouse Road from Whites Creek Manor. It's all, the entrance for Whites Creek Manor, just to explain, is on Old Mill Road.
Old Mill Road, yes.
And that's the entrance. There's no other entrances into the place, even though these are considered three lots. So everybody, knowing or not knowing, uses Hickman Drive as their front yard, and Clubhouse would be the rear.
And the new structure would have.
In uniform that way.
Correct, yep. And the new structure would have no entry way out of the structure to Clubhouse Road.
No.
It would only be facing Hickman.
It's a unique situation.
We keep seeing these, yeah.
Any further questions from the board? Mr. Sharp, do you have any further questions?
Further, thank you.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 12704? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12704? Operator? If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12704 for Mr. Scott and Kristen Newkirk. The property has unique physical conditions due to it being a through lot. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, and the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Just a comment. Would you consider a contingency of HOA approval to be connected to this?
Yeah, you could amend your motion to include that. What you could say is, I amend my motion to require that, as a condition of approval, that the applicant submit a copy of HOA approval to the Office of Planning and Zoning. Do you wish to make that part of your motion, Mr. Hastings?
Yes, I would like
Mr. Corman,
to
do you second that amendment?
I second that amendment.
I would vote aye for those reasons with the amendment.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye for the reasons, Steve.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12704 is approved.
Did Mr. Hastings and Mr. Corman vote? I know they seconded. They made the motion and seconded. Motion did they second. Vote? I don't know if they voted.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings. And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12704 has been approved. Thank you.
Thank you.